Welcome again to Leader Breakthrough. In the next few minutes, you will hear strategic concepts focused on developing you as a leader and helping you develop those you lead. Sit back, take in, and absorb new ways to think about the topic of leadership development and how you can make your ultimate contribution. And now, today's program. Welcome to our 8-part series that introduces leadership development. We are talking again to Terry Walling, Vice President of CRM and founder of Leader Breakthrough, an innovative team that is pioneering new resources in the area of leadership development. In this podcast, we look at the character formation of a leader. Effective ministry flows out of being. This is the fifth of our 8-part series exploring how God develops a leader. In the earlier podcasts, we have looked at the issues of defining, recognizing, characterizing, and describing the functions of a leader. But today, Terry, it feels like we move into a new level in the discussion, especially in the light of the challenges and failures we all have witnessed in the area of character.
You know, I think I really agree, because as we talk about character formation, we really are dropping to a deeper level of our understanding of leadership development. Character formation means developing at its core a greater intimacy with Christ. It's about experiencing more of His presence and power working in our life and really through our life. Many of the character failures that we've seen and struggles in the area of character, I believe, often come from a different source than sometimes we acknowledge. I believe one of the sources for the character struggles that we hit often comes from the area of ministry proficiency. We become good at what we do, whether it's ministry or in the workplace. We develop a sense of skills. We know how to run things. We know how to do meetings. We know how to lead other people. And God begins to call us deeper in our journey with Him, and oftentimes we block Him. The reasons can be varied, but most of the times it's just that God is taking us into an unknown area, and we fear that. We've gained control of all the other areas, but now we can't control God. We resist Him to the point where a plateau occurs. We either begin to push the work button and just work harder, or we actually fall away and begin to medicate ourselves with other things that we hope will bring the same sense of fulfillment. Well, none of them do, and it leaves us desperate for an answer, which really is that deeper work of God in our life. You know, before we jump ahead, let me take our definition of character formation, where we're talking about that intentional development of greater intimacy with Christ. Let me break it down into 4 different ways God develops character. It might be a help because it makes it more tangible. When God develops leaders, He uses things called process items. One of them in the area of character is the idea of integrity checks, where God tests the inner convictions against the outer actions, and these often come early in the development of a leader's life and later on as they try to push to the tape and finish well. Another way He develops character is through obedience checks, where He tests a leader's desire and willingness to respond to Him. It's a call to action and really oftentimes a call to greater character depth or intimacy. Some other ways God does it is through word checks, where God tests a leader's ability to hear from Him through the word. And as He speaks through the word, oftentimes a leader must respond. And then there are things called faith challenges, where God challenges a leader to step beyond their current circumstances, to trust Him in a greater way, and to see Him work and deliver on His promises that were made to a leader before they stepped out. You know, effective leaders minister out of who they are. A leader grows in character as they respond to these process items. And they recognize that as they grow, others begin to follow. And God grants to each leader who trusts Him in a deeper work of character a greater sense of His spiritual authority, His presence in their life.
I can think of several stories of leaders who have gone down because of character, but I realized that this is not something new. There were leaders in the Bible who did not finish well because of character.
You know, it is true. We oftentimes don't look at it, but the classic example would be that of Saul, and really the differences between David and Saul. One has said that the real difference between David and Saul was that David had a wilderness experience, where Saul didn't. David had a time when he reached the end of himself, when he recognized he was utterly dependent upon God to do his work. That's contrasted to Saul, who, when he hit these moments of desperation, he alluded to the fact that he had a trust in God, but he never depended upon it. It never went deeper. So Saul's real authority came from the flesh, where David had the blessing of God. There are many other leaders we could chronicle, and I'm sure as you're listening to this, several come to your mind. The point is, though, that it's not a new thing. The reality is that unless a leader intentionalizes their character development and growth, they'll often be prone to rely on their own strength, their own abilities, and really their own skills to help get them through. What ends up happening then is we have a church, or we have ministries, or businesses and organizations led by leaders who aren't leading out of the presence of God and His spiritual authority, but out of their own strength. And the net result is not the extension of God's kingdom, but the building of our own. And let me make one other comment about character formation before we close off this podcast. God develops characters especially through something called ministry assignments or job assignments. Ministry assignments refer to a particular role or responsibility that He gives to a leader. These ministry assignments provide a hothouse for important character lessons. And no matter how difficult the circumstance, no assignment is wasted in the venture of God developing our character. So oftentimes we're ready to jettison and leave the current assignment that we have just when God is shaping and doing a greater work of character. You know, the old adage is true. We think we're there oftentimes to do something great for God, where in reality, God is wanting to do something great in us, to take us deeper in our intimacy in order to take us wider in our ministry.
Okay, let's stop there and pick it up next time. We are continuing our 8-part series introducing the topic of leadership development. Our topic next time will be to look at the doing side of the leader equation. For more information about Leader Breakthrough and our training events and resources, contact us at leaderbreakthrough.com.